السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد سيد الأولين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد سيد الآخرين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد حتى ترث الأرض ومن عليها وأنت خير الوارثين، وبارك وسلم تسليما على آله الطاهرين الطيبين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين وعلى أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى ذريته إلى يوم الدين. اللهم إنا نشهدك ونشهد حملة عرشك وملائكتك وخلقك أجمعين أنك أنت الله الذي لا إله إلا هو لا شريك لك، وأن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبدك ورسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبالقرآن إماما، وسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا، وبأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إخوانا. اللهم احفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم أصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم انصر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نصرا مؤزرا عاجلا غير آجل يا رب العالمين، إنك على كل شيء قدير وبالإجابة جدير. اللهم اجعله هلال خير لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اجعله شهر خير لأمة سيدنا محمد وفتح، اللهم اجعله عام خير يا رب العالمين وفتح ونصر يا رب العالمين، يا فتاح يا سميع يا عليم. A report that is narrated by the great memorizers and scholars of hadith mentions that two of the Sahaba al-Kiram met one day years after they had separated from the cradle of our knowledge and our life and our light and our civilization, Madina al-Munawwara, ala sahibiha wa sakiniha afdal as-salat wa salam. The first one went to Iraq and the second one went to Sham, and the first one heard that the second one knew of a certain hadith that he had heard directly from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from Fami Sa'ada sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And although he himself knew that hadith, he had heard it through different chains, but he wanted to hear it with only one link between himself and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was that companion. Yet he himself was a Sahabi, but he had not heard that hadith directly, and he had not heard it through one intermediary, but through more. He needed to hear it from the one who was narrating it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so he went to visit him. That one who was traveling in search of that hadith through that particular chain of transmission was none other but the great Sahabi Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari radiyallahu anhuma. And you know the story of Sayyidina Jabir with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was extremely close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one of the most famous episodes that he relates was on the expedition of Tabuk, when on the way back people were hurrying because they were eager to reach home, you know, through the desert lands of separating Hijaz from Syria. And so they were hastening, and the caravan or the army was, the line was stretching out, and the gaps were widening between those who were in the front and those who were in the middle and those who were lingering or tarrying in the back. And Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu Ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, the Sahabi son of the Badri, Sahabi son of a Sahabi, was in the very back. He had an old, weak camel, and he couldn't go fast. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was watchful over everyone, and he was dearly concerned about everyone. And so he knew who was in the back. He did not leave them behind, and he waited for Sayyidina Jabir and engaged him affectionately. And that is the story that Sayyidina Jabir reports. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he let him catch up with him, asked him playfully, "What's going on with you, Ya Jabir? What kind of animal are you riding? Why is it so slow?" And Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu said, "You know, it's the only one we have. We use it for our needs, and it's not very fast, but that's all I could find." And then Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, "Ya Jabir, didn't you just recently get married?" And Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu said to him, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah." And then Rasulullah said, "Was it a virgin woman that you married, or someone who had been married before?" He said, "The latter, Ya Rasulullah." And Rasulullah told him, "Why not someone who had never been married before? It would be easier for you. It would be perhaps more pleasant for you." And Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah, as you know, my father passed away in the battle, and he left behind many siblings of mine, and their young girls and many daughters. And so I thought that perhaps if I married someone who was mature, she would take care of them, she would protect them, she would save them from the fitna of this world, and make sure that they were raised right and in the best way." Then Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Ya Jabir, your animal is so slow. Let me take a look at it." And so they stopped, and he got off, and Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took a branch or some stick that he had with him, and he just touched the flanks of that camel. And then they rode it again, and Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu found it to walk much more vigorously than before, to the point that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling him, "Let me catch up with you. You are going much faster than before." Jabir, mashallah. And Sayyidina Jabir was very pleased, and he said, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah, it's as if, you know, it seems to have more vigor, like we would call it a second wind." Or then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya Jabir, why don't you sell me your camel?" MashaAllah. Sayyidina Jabir, you know, the Sahaba al-Kiram, they were frank, even to a point we would call blunt. And he said, "Ya Rasulullah, you know, we need it. We don't have any other. So I must say, Ya Rasulullah, no, I need it." So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Ya Jabir, I will pay you a good price. Why don't you sell it to me?" And insisted. Of course, Sayyidina Jabir caught himself and said, "Ya Rasulullah, of course, you can have it. It's yours, Ya Rasulullah." "No, Ya Jabir, sell it to me. Sell it to me at the going price." So Sayyidina Jabir said to him, "Ya Rasulullah, we can have it for this much." And the Prophet said, no, Ya Jabir, you know, it goes for more than that." So the Prophet was bargaining with him on his behalf, for something that he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was trying to buy from him, until they settled the price and they continued on. And Sayyidina Jabir noted at that time, as he was relating this hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said for me on that night, the night of Tabuk, also called the night of the camel, he said to me on that night, "Ghafar Allahu laka," perhaps more than 70 times. "Ghafar Allahu laka, Ya Jabir. Ghafar Allahu laka, Ya Jabir. Ghafar Allahu laka, Ya Jabir." Making dua for him, for his maqam to be raised, for his sins to be taken away, for him to increase in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.